Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning is Andrew Frisky from Mount Edgecombe High School to talk about the 13th annual Mount Edgecombe Invitational Basketball Tournament. Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So this is obviously the 13th one, and you've been a part of it the whole time. How did this get started?
Well, it's actually been a tradition in Sitka to have this adult tournament way back when it was a Sitka A and B, and then turned to the Alaska Airlines. There was a couple-year lull, and that's when we brought it up back to Mount Edgecombe. And so now it's been 13 years running strong and stronger each year.
Awesome. So this is more than just for the fun of basketball. It actually has a great purpose. It's your fundraiser.
It is, yeah. So Sitka's, the community of Sitka is just great for supporting student activities. However, you know, there's two high schools here, and one high school puts a lot of, they ask a lot, and, you know, which is great. And so what we do, we instead of going out and competing with Sitka School District for all the fundraising, we try to do it all at once. And this tournament funds, I'd say, 90% of our student activities, which is for, like, travel and just bringing teams in and things like that. So it is our main fundraiser. It's student-run. You know, I do a lot of the organizing and getting teams here, but once it starts, our students help run the tournament, and they do, you know, most of the work.
That's really cool. So when you go, you're not only going to see some great basketball games, but you're seeing the kids are going to benefit from you seeing great basketball. That's a pretty good situation.
It's a win-win for sure.
So how many different teams do you have coming in? It's a four-day tournament?
Yep.
The 16th through the 19th of January.
Yep, starts this Wednesday.
Yeah. How many games are going to be played? How many teams?
So we have 23 teams coming in this year. We have four divisions, men's open, a men's 37, a men's 45 and up, and then the women's division. And it's an open. There's no if you can bring in Carlos Boozer or LeBron James, then that'd be even better. But you can bring in anybody you like. And so some teams bring in some ringers, which they do every year. But usually it's their community teams, and the teams that play also in the big gold medal tournament in Juneau. And so, yeah, it's that's what we do.
Yeah, so I had listed that there are teams from literally all over the state. We've got it from Fairbanks to Metlakatla to Clequan to Cake to Prince of Wales. It is like Alaska is showing up for this tournament.
It's a great representation of Southeast Alaska especially. And then, of course, like you said, Fairbanks, we have a team coming down again. And then Anchorage always brings a team down. And so it's great. And then, of course, they always bring in a few of the folks from either, you know, Washington, Oregon. And so a lot of times we get teams, or not teams, but individual players from like Barrow or Point Hope or Nome.
Wow.
And so a lot of alumni from Mount Edgecombe come in and play on different teams as well.
So it's kind of like a mini reunion in some ways as well.
It is, and we have parents that come in and watch as well. So
do you see a lot of like similar, same faces coming back, like kind of the same guys coming in from Heidelberg or the same folks coming in from Juneau? There's some returning faces.
You bet. We have a lot of loyal basketball teams coming in, and usually it's the repeat teams, and we'll get a couple new teams each year, and they'll filter through and then come back a few years later. And so it's great. And that's the other thing. It's great for the adults to catch up with each other, and you know, it's definitely a battle on the court, but after the court, you know, they're best friends again.
That's awesome. So yeah, That's a fun event to have, like, the ongoing competition.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Sometimes a lot of old guys trying to relive their glory days, but for the most part, everybody does pretty well.
That's really fun. So how, for folks who want to take part in the action, want to see this, where are tickets sold, and how much are the tickets?
Yeah, so right now the tickets are being sold at the Mount Edgecombe front office on our lower campus. If you don't make it over there before Wednesday, you know, most folks just buy them at the door when you come in. And so right at the door, you can buy your season pass. And for our elders, it's $25 for the whole tournament. And that's 38 games this year. So that's a pretty good deal.
That's a really good deal.
So elders and students are $25. An adult pass is $40. And then a family pass is $60. And that's up to four family members, direct family members. So we really, and a lot of that has to do with our sponsors. They really help sponsor it. And we don't, so that's a great,
So if folks just want to show up for the day, are they able to get like just a day pass as well?
Yeah, we try to make it easy. We don't have sessions, so it's $15 for the full day.
Okay.
And so we Of course, it's a better deal to buy your pass. That's what we encourage people to do. But if you just want to show up for like the championship games and watch all four championships, it's $15.
It's still a really good deal.
It is.
Awesome. So let's see. You said there were some sponsors that help offset the cost, because getting a tournament of this size going is expensive in its own right. So who are these sponsors?
Yeah. So we have four main sponsors. Sitka Bottling has been sponsoring this thing since the beginning. They've always been great. They're great for youth activities all over the place here in Sitka. Schmalk Mechanical as well is a great sponsor. Sitka Char, and then Search is the first year for Search to sponsor. But it's really nice to have all those four sponsors. It helps pay for the officials and the awards and all that stuff. So it's excellent.
Excellent. So big and small helping the Mount Edgecombe High School students. Yep. So this, you said this goes to help all of the students, whether or not they play basketball or not. It's basketball funding, all sports?
Yeah, all sports, yeah. So it goes to the wrestling team, our cheerleaders, and, our cross country, you name it. They're in volleyball. They're involved as well. Mostly our basketball boys and girls are running the tournament, but we also have our cheerleaders helping out in the hospitality room, and then other groups are helping around doing some fundraisers during the tournament as well. But it benefits everybody to help offset travel. And also, we pay for teams. We work with Sitka School District closely to bring in teams to play both in volleyball and basketball. So 100% of it goes directly back to all the students.
Awesome. Yeah. And you said the first game is starting up this coming Wednesday, the 16th, at 6 p.m.?
6 p.m., yeah. It's going to be Yakutat and Sitka A and B, which is a men's open division. So we're starting off right off the bat with a great game. And after that, we have our Fairbanks team coming down to play Harry Race of Sitka. Mm-hmm. And then at 9 o'clock is our last game on Wednesday. It's Wrangell and Allen Marine of Sitka. So we have some local teams playing or some outside teams, which all three games should be great. And then it starts the next day at noon.
Okay.
Which Heidelberg is playing, they're the defending champions. Damon Bellholter is coming back in, which everybody kind of knows who he is. He almost made it on the Celtics. He's from Heidelberg and played at Mount Edgecombe for a couple of years, and then went to Ketchikan and Oral Roberts and played overseas, and then tried out for the Celtics. Last guy cut a couple of years ago, but he's been doing great playing ball, and then also being a positive motivational speaker for kids all around the state.
Starting off with a bang. This will be a great tournament. Awesome.
Yeah, and then on Friday, games start at 9 a.m., and they go all day. And then Saturday, they start at 10. And then the championships, the men's championships at 7 p.m., the men's 37s at 5:30, women's championships at 4, and the men's 45 and over, it starts at 2:30. So if you show up at Mount Edgecombe, there's going to be some basketball going on, sometimes on both courts.
Awesome. Is there is the bracket or the schedule of games, is that available if folks want to like pick and choose where they spend their time?
Yeah, you bet. So I've put a bunch of flyers out throughout the community. So if you go to any of the stores or anything like that, there should be some flyers that should have the brackets as well. And then if you do come get your tickets early at the school, you'll get a program as well.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for coming in. So this is the 13th annual Mount Edgecombe Invitational Basketball Tournament starting this coming Wednesday, the 16th, going through January 19th. You can get tickets at the lower office at Mount Edgecombe High School, or just either beforehand or just show up and get ready for some great ball.
Yep, we'll have the concession stand open the whole time, so it's a great place. Everybody knows Mount Edgecombe's a great venue just to sit back into some comfortable chairs and watch a lot of basketball.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning,
Andrew.
All right,
thank you.